Avigdor went on his way, and Cerulean Yankee set out on the treasure trail.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, Sully. My feet are killing me. We've been walking and hiking for almost 2 hours. Come on. Let's stop and rest for a while, please, please.
All right, fine. We'll stop here for a short rest.
What Sully and Yankee did not know was that they were being watched.
Okay, now!
You scared us. Who are you? Where'd you guys come from?
Stop talking so much and put up your hands.
If I were you, man, I would do what your friend said. These are real guns, and we're holding them, you know?
Sure. Is this high enough? By the way, I love your costumes.
What you say? These are not costumes. These are uniforms. We are mercenaries. You know, soldiers for hire.
Now I get it. Since I got it, now could you let us go, all right? Yes. Could you?
Why should I let you go?
Oh, simple. We're not hiring you today. My friend and I have absolutely no need for mercenaries today. So, if you don't mind, we'll just be on our way. So, bye.
Lucas, Pablo, Tommy, take them back to our camp. Keep them locked up and keep them under guard. We'll let the colonel decide what to do with them when he gets back.
Yes, sir.
Captain Franco, who are our new prisoners?
We found them roaming around too close to our camp, Colonel.
Bring me the prisoners now!
Lucas, bring the prisoners to Colonel Borsnik.
Yes, sir!
No. They're coming for us. What are we gonna do? Shema Israel. Shema Israel. Shema Israel. Help us.
Quiet. What do you think you're doing?
I'm saying Shema Israel because they're coming to finish us off. We're done for. We're finished.
Stop thinking like that. They're not going to finish us off. Remember, Avigdor said we have the ability to overcome every obstacle if we use our heads.
Okay. Now I know what your plan is. Of course. It's simple. When they get close enough, we'll knock them out with our heads, right? Right. Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. Just stay calm and let me do all the talking, okay?
Who are you two? And how did you get here? Tell me right now!
My name is Lou, and my buddy over here is Al. We're wanted by the FBI, in case you didn't know.
Oh, really? What did you do?
What did we do? I'll tell you what we did. We're great chefs, you see. And we used to open restaurants in different states, and then we would rob the customers before they knew what happened. That's what we did.
Very interesting. But how did you get here?
Simple. We stole a plane, and we left the country. That's all. But unfortunately, we ran out of fuel, and we kind of crash-landed here.
Tell me, is all that true, Al?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, sure. Exactly what happened.
Oh. Okay. Now I tell you what I think. Since you both escaped from FBI, I see you join our mercenary group. I pay very well. What do you think, eh?
Let me see. Sure, we'll join. Right, Al? We're gonna join. It's far better than being on the run. Okay, we'll join.
Since you are both great chefs and you are staying here, you can cook us dinner for tonight. All the supplies you'll need is in the storage tent right over there.
Sure, no problem. It'll be our pleasure.
Once they were inside the supply tent.
What are you trying to do? Get us killed or something?
No. I'm trying to keep ourselves alive. Now listen to me. We gotta do this quickly before the Colonel becomes suspicious of us. Do exactly what I tell you. Do you understand?
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Listen, while I gather food supplies for supper, you go over there by that medical supply dump over there and gather up all the sedatives.
What are you gonna do with all the sedatives?
You just leave it to me. I'm going to mix it into their food. When they eat it, they're all gonna fall asleep, and then we'll make our escape.
Cerulean and Yankee prepared a delicious, mouth-watering meal. All the mercenary soldiers ate the meal without suspecting a thing.
Hey, Lou and Elle, you two are truly great chefs. The meal is here, delicious.
Colonel, what's that? Are you okay?
Come on, Yankee! It's time for us to make our escape! Let's go!
Slowly. One second. When they wake up, they'll chase after us, and then they'll capture us. Then what do we do?
You have a point there. I have an idea. Let's just rip out all the distributor caps and spark plugs from all their vehicles. Then they won't be able to catch us. Simple, right?
But they still have weapons. They could chase after us by foot. And then what?
Another good point. I got it. We'll set off one of their own explosives on a timer. By the time they wake up, we'll be gone, and so will all their weapons and ammunition.
How are we going to get far enough away from them? Even with our weapons, they outnumber us. And believe me, if they find us, they'll be pretty angry at us.
Don't worry, Yankee. Don't worry. I thought of that too. Come on, let's run to the Colonel's helicopter. I know how to fly a helicopter too. Don't worry. Come on. Don't be afraid.
with all Sruli's planning, he missed one little detail. There was one mercenary soldier who didn't fall asleep because he didn't eat supper. He heard the helicopter starting up.
Come on, come on, come on, start, start. Please, Hashem, make this thing fly. Come on. Ah, Baruch Hashem, we're going up, we're going up. Hold on.
You there, stop or I'll shoot! I said stop! Don't you hear me? You guys got some problem with that? I said stop! Come back here or I'm gonna shoot!
Hey, hey, a bullet hit the fuel tank! Uh-oh, we're leaking fuel! Hang on!
Oi, Faye, we're doomed. We're gonna crash. We're done. Ivan, we're doomed. We're gonna crash. Nothing so serious. We're gonna crash. We're done for.
Here we go again. You stop panicking. I think we have enough fuel to make it to that river over there. So stop worrying so much.
Meanwhile, back at Colonel Bushnyak's camp.
What happened here? What happened here? What's going on here? What's going on? What happened here? What?
Well, sir, I'm going to tell you like it is. Lou and Al are phonies. They put sedatives in the meals to make everyone fall asleep. I was the only one awake because I didn't eat supper. Because I was on guard duty.
Where is my helicopter? Where's my helicopter? What happened to my helicopter?
Well, sir, try not to get too angry, but they kind of escaped with it, you know. I tried shooting it down, but they were already too high up. I managed, though, to hit the fuel tank. They're losing fuel, so they ain't gonna be able to go too far.
Quick, quick, grab your weapons. No, hurry, hurry.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. The weapons are rigged. Everybody down.
No, stop. Oh, please.
Slash the floor with your hand, man.
Hit the dick, everybody. Get down. Get down. Watch yourself.
Get down. Get down.
This is not for cover, Irishman. I'm going to duck and get into this hole over here.
Mama, your pedal was a god this week. That's a god good pedal.
Okay, everyone off the ground. Come, quick, we'll chase them by Egyptian talks. Let's go, let's go. Let's get a move on it. Move it.
Okay, everybody, trucks, let's go. Oh, I'm trying to start this. So let's go, man. Everybody in the trucks, let's go. Chips, put them, we got no more machine gun. Okay, let's go, look. Okay, come on, let's go. Forget about the bus.
Oh, stop, baby. Let's go. It ain't turning over. I can't get the truck started.
The more I'm trying to put the key in and it's turning and it's just not turning over. It ain't starting.
Come on,
oh, my oldest model loving. Oh, sorry, Colonel. Lou and Al, they ripped all the distributor caps and spark plugs.
Boy, oh boy. Was Colonel Bushnyak angry and frustrated. All he could do was stamp his feet like a little kid throwing a tantrum. Now, let's go back to the helicopter.
We're almost by the river! This is gonna be a hard landing, I can tell you now, even though we'll be landing in the water. Brace yourself! Yankee! Are you all right? Yankee?
What happened? What hit me? Did you get that license plate? Did you get the license plate of the car that hit me? Did you?
Yankee. You weren't hit by a car. The helicopter crash landed in the river.
River? River? What river? This looks more like a swamp. What are those floating rocks that are moving over there?
Oh, you mean those rocks over there?
Yeah. That's what I mean. What are they?
I believe those rocks are called crocodiles.
Oh, crocodiles. No. What do we do now? They're gonna eat us for breakfast. I think we're gonna be done for. Oh no!
Doom, don't forget Doom. And by the way, I always wondered how come in your McGillis panic, you never end in the words "we're gonna die." All you keep saying is "we're done for." Come on, how many times are you gonna say this already? Come on, relax. Take it easy.
How could you be so calm at a time like this?
That's simple. You just have to remember what Avigdor told us. We have the power to overcome every obstacle we meet on the way. We just have to use our heads and daven. That's it.
But those are crocodiles. What can we do? Are we going to climb out of the helicopter and get onto dry land with all those crocodiles swimming around for dinner? We're doomed.
Whoa. Stop right there. Don't panic. Just watch what I do with these flares. Now, let's see. Remove wrapper. Tap the black igniter with the striker part. And presto! Instant flare!
Are you joking? I don't get it. I just don't get it. What's that gonna do? Huh?
Watch. Here, little crocodile. Here. Come on, I got something nice for you. A present. Very colorful.
What? I can't believe this. They're running away. Why? How's that possible?
Because crocodiles are like most animals, afraid of fire. Come, grab some flares from the helicopter and let's hightail it to the dry land.
Was that ever close? I've had it! I'm out of here. I'm going back. I'm gonna get out of this jungle the short way. See ya. Goodbye!
Don't be foolish. We're almost at the end of the trail. The helicopter helped us cover a lot of ground. Don't you want the shear in the treasure?
I want the shear in my life. I can't take this anymore. I just can't. I can't take it anymore. There's nothing you can do or say that will make me change my mind. I'll see you in the big city. Goodbye.